Your funding and your startup idea and your CEO all matter a lot, but your domain name is everything. Yeah, still. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here on our show, we talk to entrepreneurs, investors, and startups. And at the heart of every new business is its name. Its domain name, in fact. We might be a mobile internet kind of world, but the website is still king, and your URL still matters. And it apparently still needs to be .com. So we called up Jen Sale, a domain broker for Evergreen. The company is kind of like Sotheby's for internet addresses. They specialize in acquiring and selling premium one-word domain sites like robot.com.
I'm kind of like a real estate agent in the digital world.
It seems to me that all of these new top-level domains came into existence, and that was supposed to sort of ease the crunch and make squatting go away. But it feels like .com is still, if you don't get that, you know, you kind of failed.
Yeah, I think that .com is still king. And I think that comes back to the general public, that they don't really understand domain names. So they understand brands, and .com in itself is a really strong brand.
And how has the sort of purchase and sale of domain names changed? How new, you know, are domain brokers, and are most of these transactions now through a broker and anonymous, as opposed to just sort of emailing somebody and saying, hey, can I buy that from you?
Well, I've been brokering domain names for about 16 years now. So I don't think it's really a new practice. I think there are people who are always going to want to work with a broker to protect, you know, their identity. But, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of trust involved.
Yeah. And do you think that .com is going to be king forever? I mean, what's it going to take to get that squatter off that domain I want?
Okay, well, first of all, I should probably address the term squatter, okay? Because domain investors are not a huge fan of being called that. Because basically, a squatter is someone who is sitting on a domain name that may infringe upon an already existing brand or trademark. So then you also have domain investors. So think of them like they might buy a piece of land in an area that's not so popular. And you know, a lot of these domain investors did this years ago. We're talking 15, 20 years ago. You know, they had the foresight to go and register oneword.com domain names. If we could all, you know, travel back in time, I'm sure we'd all be doing the same thing right now.
And you give naming advice too at your company, right? Like, are you the reason we have all those startup names with no vowels?
No. We definitely, you know, I mean, it's difficult for startups. But, you know, one of the biggest thing is, like, does your domain name pass the radio test? And the radio test is, if I tell someone my name, are they going to be able to spell it? Are they going to be able to find me online? You know, instead of your name being tumblr.com, your name becomes Tumblr, without the E. And that actually becomes your brand name. You know, early days, I'm sure that would have definitely been a part of their pitch.
And how else do you help get people get creative? Like, when you're trying to buy a domain, there's always these suggestions. Like, you could get your domain me, you know, or your domain also, do you recommend that people add a word to their chosen company name if that means they can get the .com?
Yeah, I've definitely like seen a lot of people play with prefix, suffix, or words as well. So get keyword.com is a popular one, or hello keyword.com. But definitely keep in mind that as you grow that brand, you know, you're increasing value in that domain name. So you will likely pay more down the track as opposed to if you acquired it upfront.
That's Jen Sale, a domain broker for Evergreen. And thanks to John Harkness of Minnesota, who wrote in and gave us the idea for this story. He wondered whether some domain names are worth more than the businesses they're attached to. John, we asked Jen Sale that question, and we put it in a blog post over at marketplacetech.org. Look, we're public radio. We don't do .com. All right, to illustrate how hard it is to come up with a good domain that is also a good company name, here's an interview from a previous Marketplace Tech episode with Chris Milk, founder and CEO of a virtual reality company that used to be called VRSE, Verse. Now it is called Within. Here's why.
When we named the company, it seemed really clever to pull out a vowel and we could make VR in the front of the name, and it was four letters, and we could get the domain, as often an influencer in early startup naming. And then what happened, we went out into the world and we found that people that were reading it didn't know how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. And people that knew the name and how to pronounce it didn't know how to spell it when they were searching for it.
That's Chris Milk, CEO of Within, located at WITH.IN. I told you, it's hard. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.